This movie here really nicely illustrates how the vapor bubble works, and this is a model in gel. What I wanted to point out here as you watch the mechanism of action of the vapor bubble is that you can see the vapor bubble initially, it's you know, big and fat, there's not that much material around it, so there's no condensing of that vapor bubble. As the catheter is getting pushed into the gel and there's more materials that mimics an occlusive environment, when you have occlusive materials, lesion morphologies, you can see that vapor bubble is really getting condensed quite a bit. And as you really push through and debulks and evaporates all of those materials, and the fiber gets across the lesion, you can see that vapor bubble getting back into its full shape. Kenny, so as we go through this, what is a good way for our team to use this video to explain how the vapor bubble works and where the debulked material goes?